The FT.
Researchers at Israel's Weizmann Institute have found that consuming zero-calorie sweeteners, such as saccharin instead of sugar, may paradoxically promote obesity. The research is controversial because it comes as public health campaigners are exerting growing pressure on the food and drinks industry to cut the sugar content of their products. With me in the studio is Clive Cookson, FT Science correspondent, to discuss the implications. Hello, Clive.
Hello, Fiona.
Could you tell us about the findings of this research?
It was quite a complicated piece of research, this, at the Weizmann. It used both laboratory mice and human volunteers, and it involved three different artificial sweeteners that are widely used in consumer food and drinks: saccharin, sucralose, and aspartame. And essentially, the researchers gave these sweeteners to the mice and the people and monitored their metabolism, both by examining their blood and looking at what was happening to their guts. And they found that the sweeteners, and particularly saccharin, had quite a big impact. It affected their blood glucose levels. It made both the mice and the humans more intolerant of glucose, which is a sign of impending diabetes and also a precursor of obesity. The studies didn't go on for long enough actually to show any clinical effects. These were what you might call biological markers of possible disease, and they were the sort of markers you do not want to get.
What's been the industry response to this research?
The industry, and I should add, several independent academics who've looked at the research, have pointed out that although there have been a few other studies pointing to possible health problems with artificial sweeteners, most studies have essentially shown that they're safe and have found no links to diabetes. Most of the previous concerns about artificial sweeteners have actually been about whether they increase your risk of cancer, and those risks have largely, though not entirely, subsided. I think the industry will be very worried about this, but if only because this study is published in Nature, which is one of the top two scientific journals in the world. It's a peer-reviewed study, and it's going to get a lot of exposure in the media just because of where it has been published, and possibly also because it's a pretty thorough study.
This isn't the first time, is it, that artificial sweeteners have been linked with diabetes? How worrying is that?
I think that if you consume these artificial sweeteners, you've got to expect some effect. Now, what's interesting about this study, which is new, is the way the researchers have linked it to something that's become rather fashionable in medical research circles, and that's the microbiota, microbiome. The microbiota is the vast number, billions and billions, of beneficial bacteria that live in our guts and which we need to metabolize, to digest things. And what this research is suggesting is that artificial sweeteners affect the balance of the bugs in our guts in a way that is not good for us. So that is a bit worrying.
Do you think we should all start to avoid artificial sweeteners?
One of the researchers, the lead author of this study, said that he was a great one for taking artificial sweeteners, popping saccharin and others, tiny tablets into his coffee. He personally has stopped. On the other hand, the researchers say their research needs more corroboration before we can make general population-level recommendations. Personally, and this is just Clive Cookson's personal advice, I would advise not taking artificial sweeteners and not taking sugar either. As one of the people commenting on this research said, unsweetened water, whether not sweetened artificially or naturally, must be the best thing to drink. So if you can avoid artificial sweeteners, do. But I suspect that if it's a choice of drinking too many sugary drinks and drinking too many artificially sweetened drinks, it's hard to say which is better or worse.
Thanks very much, Clive.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
The latest episode of The Next Five podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, senior research director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vodari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next Five wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.